which is about discovering the power and joy of sharing good news. The richness comes, not from me, but from the people who taught me along the way, including my high school students. One day during our current events time, they suggested that we focus as much on good news as on the bad news that we get from the media. That simple but brilliant suggestion planted the seed for this audiobook. I'm writing this as if I were talking to you one-to-one, teaching a class, or speaking to a friendly audience. I consider each of these to be highly personal ventures. I hope you listen to this audiobook as if a trusted friend were passing on some of his best advice. That suggestion may also sound a little corny, but it's straight from this teacher's heart. Enjoy. A writer is obviously at his more natural and relaxed when he writes in the first person. Writing is, after all, a personal transaction between two people. William Zinsner, 1922 to 2015. Introduction. Three reasons for writing this audiobook. 1. To show how good news contributes to our well-being. One of the great rewards of writing is learning, especially when